You've heard the ads. Enough of the story behind We Buy Cars. How old is We Buy Cars? That's a question for you. I think I mentioned it earlier. But how long has We Buy Cars been around? SMS me on 31702, 31567. Do it quickly, because I'm aching to tell you how long We Buy Cars. So you've not been aware of it, sort of in the public domain, for that long. One of the founders is Faan van der Walt, and he's with us in studio. When you founded this, and I'm interested to see if people can get sort of close to the ballpark as to how old you are. This was there, do you have a couple of mates? Was it a family startup? How did it begin?
Hi, Bruce. Thank you for having us. And yes, it's an interesting story. We Buy Cars was founded by me and my brother Dirk in 2001. So it's not an overnight success.
We've just given away the answer. If you can do some sums, you know it's 18 years old. Okay, that's the end of that game. But yes, 2001. I mean, that's a long time to have been in this market.
That's right. So how it started is it's just a burning desire to improve our own vehicle situation. Years back, you know, we used to drive old, unreliable vehicles, and I always wanted to improve that. So I was always in the newspapers looking for a bargain, et cetera, et cetera. But after school, went to study teaching because I got a bursary to do that. My brother Dirk, who also founded the business with me, he went to study marketing. So that provided us with a nice combination. I'm the executor, the guy who looks for bargains, who does things now. I never procrastinate. Whilst Dirk is the dreamer and he's always got the big vision. He wants to put up billboards, radio ads. So we're a good combo. It started way back then. And I guess it's by luck that we chose the name We Buy Cars because it served us really well.
So it's always been We Buy Cars.
Yes, I'm proud to say that we're probably one of the first dedicated car buying services in the world. I've done some research and I haven't found any other way back then. So nowadays there's plenty around, but we probably are one of the first.
I mean, if you said to people, how do you get rid of a car? Most people would think back to the days of Auto Trader and online portals, and you might have gone to a newspaper classifieds and you would have advertised your car, and one or 10 or 20 people might have come around. One of them may have been a buyer, 19 of them may have been muggers, robbers, crooks and thieves.
Exactly.
And the opportunity, I suppose, lay in the risk that South Africans face in terms of doing commercial transactions with people they don't know.
The risk is certainly a factor, but I guess, you know, people nowadays want to use a professional service. So when we grew up, we fixed our own taps. We probably tried to service our own vehicles, whereas nowadays you don't do that. You call the plumber and you call We Buy Cars and you get a professional service. People just don't have the time and to go through the hassle, sort out the paperwork, figure out what to do, when to do it, etc.
So have you guys ever worked for anybody else, you and your brother?
No, we started it way back then. I did a few years of teaching and my brother also worked whilst he was studying to fund his studies. And from where there we started the business. The initial funding for the business was very little. I taught in the UK for 2 years, and my wife and I, and
saved some pounds.
We saved an amazing amount of money in those years, nearly 300,000 rand, believe it or not, which we brought back to South Africa, and I bought a house cash, and with the rest, we funded the business, and we never looked back. We never asked anybody for funding. We grew organically over all these years.
I suppose it's a wonderful business to do it in. I mean, if you're buying secondhand goods and you can make a margin on the good that you sell, provided you're buying well and you've got a market to sell into and you make a turn on everything that you sell, you should be okay. How did you know which cars to buy, which cars to not buy, what cars were in demand that you'd be able to flip quickly? Because you don't want to be sitting with a model of car that nobody wants.
Yes, and to be honest, I'm still trying to figure it out. It's an ever-changing game, and it's a science, and over the years, we got better with it. For many years, I'm talking 8, 9, 10 years, my brother and I, we did everything ourselves. We drove all over Gauteng every day, looking at cars everywhere, buying cars. So we gained a lot of experience. It's that 10,000 hour thing everybody talks about. So, I guess we developed a sixth sense for that. But the real big growth in our business started when we trusted people and to do our work job for us, and, and we appointed the first buyers.
Such a crucial thing, because you and your brother have only so many hours in the day. You can only go and sweet talk so many people in a day and negotiate and convince them that the price that you're offering them is a good price. It's a fair price. There's cash that you can offer them in that moment in the transaction. Yet many of those conversations would drag on a little bit. You might like the person, you might engage in a conversation, and suddenly you're not doing 10, you're not doing 10 purchases a day, you're doing 5. You've got to bring extra people in.
Exactly. And we saw our service levels drop because we were just so busy. You know, people, you know, started referring their friends to us. And after a few years using us again and again, which is a big part of our business nowadays. Back then it was difficult to determine values on vehicles because, there weren't any online services. I mean, it's only years later that you got Auto Trader online. At those stages, it was just online magazines like Junk Mail and Auto Trader. So nowadays it's difficult to find a real bargain. It's all about volume because it's really easy to determine a value on your vehicle.
That's the difficulty, because in a world where price discovery is fairly simple. I mean, if you've got a 1999 beige Toyota Corolla with 400,000 Ks on the clock, there's going to be a place that says it's worth 20,000 rand or whatever it might be.
Yes, but the fact is it's actually worth 30.
It may be. But how do I know that? Because when I go online, it'll tell me it's worth 20. And that's the great difficulty, isn't it?
It is a difficulty, and it's very subjective. Two vehicles that look similar at face value might be worth different amounts of money, depending on various factors like service history. Even just nowadays, spare keys for a vehicle could easily set you back 5,000 rand. So there's so many factors to consider when pricing a vehicle.
We're talking about the fascinating world of second-hand cars. Faan van der Walt and his brother started We Buy Cars 18 years ago now. And just last year, OLX, which is part of Naspers, made a 1.4 billion rand offer for a second-hand car business. We'll find out how that happened in a bit. We Buy Cars has never borrowed money from anybody. It has not raised capital in the markets. Faan van der Walt and his wife went off and taught in England and came back with 300,000 rand in savings, which they bought a house with and used as the seed capital for the business with Faan's brother. And they started buying and selling cars. They were doing all the work themselves, but the tipping point happened when they started trusting other people to do the work, and they took more of a back seat, so to speak, in the world of trading motor cars. So when it came to systemizing the business, you guys knew it backwards. You were doing all the hard work. You were doing the sales. How many salespeople do you have now traversing the country? Because you've got a nationwide presence now.
Yes. So initially we only worked in Gauteng, and having a website, you know, people found us and contacted us from all over the country. So we found ourselves, you know, flying to Cape Town ever so often, and we realized we need to open a branch there. And then it was Durban. And right now we represent it all over the country. If you live in Upington, we'll buy your car tomorrow morning. So, total employees right now are sitting roughly on 720.
What?
So yeah, it's quite a big staff complement.
It is a big staff complement, and it's been a job creator then over the last 16 years. Well, very few companies that have started in the last 16 years have created 720 jobs, frankly.
Thank you. Yeah, no, we're actually proud of that, and I think we've got a really good staff culture.
How do you define a culture? I mean, secondhand car dealers have got a bit of a reputation.
Yeah, so,
I don't know if you saw the musical Matilda recently. It may or may not be your thing, based on the Roald Dahl story.
Yes.
The dad, he's a secondhand car dealer, and he's not a nice man.
Yeah, so traditionally, you know, the second hand car space does not have a good reputation at all. One of our goals is to change that and instill trust and transparency. And I think we've achieved that to some extent. There's still a lot of work to be done in that space. But yeah, as far as our culture is concerned, you know, we've adopted our own method of employing people. We don't hire people from the motor trade. Essentially, we got a lot of people with teaching backgrounds and other backgrounds that we decide to employ and teach them the way we do things, you know, and then we are sure that they don't come with the baggage from the motor trade, and it served us well.
Question on the SMS line: can your guest comment as to how they determine the car value? Is it book value minus 10 or the thumbsuck? How much will I get for my car? Because that's kind of what you do, isn't it?
Exactly. That's a science, and unfortunately, book values is a very difficult thing to work with, because sometimes it's inaccurate. On many vehicles, the value would be higher than what the book value would be. You must keep in mind that the official book value is not only for the motor trade, but it's also for the insurance and banking industry. So it's based on statistics, but not accurately always, because you need to have proper data. So what we've done is we've taken the actual sales data of over 100,000 vehicles that we've bought and sold over our history, and we use that as parameters together with book values, together with market trends, and with that we determine a value for your vehicle. Some vehicles do trade way under book value. Many determining factors like mileage, whether it's still under warranty, etc., would play a role.
Eugene Bella Bella says, 18 years ago, I bought a BMW bike from Farn in his house garage. I mean, but that's the real story of the startup, isn't it?
Yeah, we worked from home for many years. It's only about 8 years ago that we bought our first premises and built a warehouse, a dedicated car warehouse.
But I mean, if I was to draw a graph of your trajectory, and you say you bought 100,000 cars over the last 16, 17, 18 years. I would imagine the first 10 years look pretty flat, and you could get to 20,000 cars in 10 years. You then open up the taps, and suddenly the exponential growth begins.
Yeah, you notice it now, because we always grew at quite a steep rate, but it's much noticeable now. So if you did 50 cars and grew to 100, it's not that noticeable. But now we trade over 5,000 vehicles a month, so it becomes significant.
Now, tell me about the role of technology in doing all of this. Your artificial intelligence is the new data source. It's the way of sourcing information and getting the leads and getting the insights.
Absolutely. We've got a really good database that we do use, and we've built in some artificial intelligence. For instance, if we had a client who approached us yesterday wanting to sell his 2012 Polo with this amount of mileage, and we've given him an offer, and a different person with exactly the same vehicle approaches us today, why do we need to think about it again? The machine can give an answer, but even though that's the case, we still want to eyeball each and every lead. So there are some technology built into it, but once you do an online application on WeBuyCars, you're guaranteed that it had at least two humans involved in a response.
Mm. How then do you gauge, I suppose, the safety of vehicles? You've got a 10-minute window. You go in, you come and see me. You've got to convince me in that 10 minutes that this is the best offer I'm ever going to get from anybody who's giving me money right now, and you want to seal the deal and get the car off the lot and take it away before I change my mind. How do you do that?
Well, we'd like to do a proper evaluation. We've got our buyers are thoroughly trained, so they know what to look for in various vehicles, the things that we do need to check. The fact is, you know, even if it's not a reliable vehicle, even if it's a very old car, we'll still buy it at a certain price, because we are there to serve the motorist regardless of who you are, what you drive, the age of your vehicle. We'll buy it. We love buying beautiful newish cars, but we'll buy anything. So determining a value on a vehicle happens through a process where there's this involvement of the buyer as well as the support structure behind him, and then we decide on a price for the vehicle.
18 years after you start, OLX, part of Naspers, comes along. There's a number of 1.4 billion rand on the table. How did that happen?
I'm not sure. They approached us sometime last year, you know, just getting a feel whether we'd consider getting into a relationship with them. And we explored the options, and I don't think many people know this, but Naspers owns various other car buying companies overseas. So they're also sitting on certain technologies that we'd like to adopt in our business, and therefore it made sense to do a deal with them. It's not a sale of shares as such. They are subscribing for more shares in our business, which will mean a significant cash injection that will, you know, put us in a position to grow more rapidly and to improve and expand our service.
Will you and your brother keep control?
Yes. So part of the, they said at least for the foreseeable future, we need to be in charge because they don't want to run the business. They trust us. We've done well so far. So it will be business as usual.
And how long do you want to keep doing it? Because at some point, you don't want to end in the sort of position that Bramfontein Hastie and Tekkie Town ended up in, where he thought he'd hit pay dirt when he sold his shares in Tekkie Town to Steinhoff, and then Steinhoff went off the rails, and his options all sit in Steinhoff, and he was in Steinhoff Africa Retail. Then they had a fallout there, and people aren't friends anymore. And he's still very rich, but he's not super rich.
Yes, I think this is a very different situation from that. But I really like what I do. Don't want to do anything else. Cars are in my blood. The business is what I love doing. You know, I get up early in the morning. I leave for work at 6 and I work 12 hours a day because I love it. So even though we do a deal, it won't change anything, and I hope to be around for a very long time.
What car do you drive?
I drive every single car there is. I pick one from the floor and I drive it until the next one comes in that I like. So it's one of the perks of the job. I love Porsches though, you know, the 911s, that's my favorite car.
Do you get to sell some of those?
Yes, we've got them on the floor.
What's the most expensive car you've ever bought?
The most expensive car we've ever bought was a Ferrari F12 Berlinetta, about 4.4 million rand.
And did you manage to flip it quite quickly?
Yes, it stood there for, I think, 2 weeks and it was gone.
And what did you get for it?
Not much. I think we made 100 grand profit. So for 4.4 million, it wasn't.
I suppose. I mean, again, your margins are better on the smaller items. You flip them quicker. They're more in demand. And when you get a specialist item like that, it's likely not to. You make a nice quantum of money on the transaction, but you're not making a big percentage.
Yeah, it's more of an emotional thing. You always wanted to buy that thing, so you just buy it, and you don't really care whether you make profit on it.
You weren't tempted to keep it.
No, I wouldn't. But you're exactly right. You know, the lower priced vehicles, they've got a much higher profit margin. You don't buy a vehicle for 40,000 rand to sell it for 44. Or you know, that would be a 10%, but you can't at the same time buy a vehicle for 400 and sell it for 440. You know, you'll sell that for 420. So the higher the price range, you know, the lower the profit percentage.
Founder of We Buy Cars, Faan van der Walt, the fascinating story of the family startup, which has got the attention of the mighty Naspers.